Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, joined by our ace reporter, Mark Z, president of Mark Z Legal Staffing. How are you, Mark?
Good, John. Great. Good. Thank you. Great to be with you as always. And hard to believe the Ides of March continue to be not only upon us, but it's almost over. It's amazing. The spring is here.
Spring. Well, the months in the spring seem to go quicker than the winter time. Maybe that's daylight or getting outside a little bit more. But all good, and you know, things are busy as always in your world. You've got an interesting topic to bring to us today. Tell us about it.
Well, I think one of the areas that it's becoming more and more challenging as our market continues to be very tight is the idea of a counteroffer. So. Somebody goes in, the employee, who has been with an organization, company or firm for a certain period of time, has decided to move on, has accepted a new position, or has decided they just want to move on and maybe they don't have a new position. And, but usually, it's where a counteroffer comes in is when somebody's accepted a job with another company. And the employer is deciding whether or not to give a counteroffer.
And that's an interesting topic, because I could see that fraught with issues on both sides for a lot of reasons. So why don't you go ahead and tell us what your take on that is?
Well, my feeling for the employee is it's never a good idea, and this has been around for a long time, to accept a counteroffer. It's a time that the reason why you were looking for a new opportunity or accepted a new opportunity is you wanted a change for some reason. And whatever that change is, if it's a cultural change, if it's a change from a certain person you've been working with, if it's a type of work or financial change, the firm, company, organization has had you in a certain position, and maybe that could be a change that could be made, but the odds and experience from all the statistics that are out there is usually somebody to accept a counteroffer is gone within 6 months. So they may have accepted the counteroffer. The employer, in the hopes of retaining somebody, a lot of times it's in good faith. They'll make the changes, but usually that hasn't been made. And usually the issues that were upon them will not be corrected.
So it falls under the old adage, a leopard doesn't change its spots. So whatever issues led you to make the change in the first place or to seek out a different opportunity, it's going to be short-lived. And or the change might not happen. So, you know, the honeymoon period only happens once, right?
Right. I mean, it's unless there's always exceptions. For example, there have been situations, unfortunately, where there's been harassment issue. And the reason why the person was leaving is that supervisor has been with the organization for a substantial period of time. They've talked to the company or the organization, the employee, about the problem that has not been solved or corrected. And the person says the best thing that I need to do then is to leave. That's what happened prior to a lot of the laws we have now, that it was just better to leave. People were finding that employers were just not dealing properly with the issue. But there are cases where the employer, once they find out about an issue, are very swift of action, and that may change the circumstances about a counteroffer. But usually, I would say 90% of the time, there are rare exceptions when it just, once you have made a decision, the best decision is to move forward with that decision. If it's a financial one, it's usually it's an immediate financial situation that the employer may decide, okay, we will meet their comp expectations. But a lot of times it's what they were going to be getting anyway. The employer has to balance internal equity issues. And It's usually once somebody has given notice, the relationship is not the same.
Well, it's interesting from the employee or the perspective also. In a situation where a counter offer, they've gone out and secured a new opportunity, and then the counter offer is made. You now got yourself, between a rock and a hard place, and potential reputation damage if you go and accept the position and then renege on the position. And that seems to be another area that is common these days, the ghosting of employment or people accepting offers and not showing up. So it's, it puts the employee potentially in bad light with a prospective other employers, in that case too.
Right. What I'm not saying is, so for example, if you feel, for example, that you are, as an employee, are not being compensated properly, and you're in the marketplace and you're finding out in the marketplace, as you've looked at opportunities, that your compensation is really below market, and you go to the employer and say, "Listen, I understand my compensation is below market." That's not, you're not accepting a job. You're just bringing that to the employer's attention. And I know many people that have, and the employer, in many cases, has appreciated that because they want to make sure they're paying competitive wages. And a lot of times, employers unilaterally will do that, especially in our market, will make some changes without the employees asking. I'm talking about somebody moving on, has given their notice, and the employer has now come on with a counteroffer to do something, whether it's financially adjustment or anything they can do to have the employees stay. From an employer standpoint, knowing that somebody has decided to leave and made that decision, a lot of times you now feel that you do not have that same relationship with the employee anymore. And it may be that it's better for the employee to move on and then at some point, and keep in touch with that employee, and sometime, and at some time in the future or down the line, if there was a positive relationship, then you bring the person back. But it just puts the employer in a tough situation. Yes, you want to have a knee-jerk reaction and retain the person, but at the same time, you want to do it right. And my advice for what I'm
Sorry,
sorry.
I was just agreeing heavily with you. I think, at that point, the damage has been done. The relationship and somehow has been compromised or impacted. And for both parties, what might seem like a easy solution in a lot of ways, easy in regards to, okay, now we don't have to go and recruit somebody, find somebody else, put somebody that it's typically a Band-Aid approach. And whatever drove that person, I think, to your point, to look to exit in the first place is likely going to rear its head again in the, if not the immediate term, then the short term.
Correct. It puts pressure on the employer to do something that maybe they didn't want to do. And it puts pressure on the employee where they're not having the same relationship by already moving on. It's better to, if you're at this point, let the parties move on and then keep in touch. And then the situations change, the circumstances of the employee, they may have moved on, gained different experiences. Now the employer could potentially bring them back because they've left on a good note with the employee. And at the same time, the employee who had a good relationship with the firm, it just but for circumstances moved on, they can come back and say, "You know what? Here's now a new opportunity at that firm. I could bring these skills and experiences in, and we can start afresh," as opposed to a Band-Aid approach. It's not good for either party.
Absolutely. I think good advice, good insight. We can have a whole other topic around employees using shopping the market to be able to lever discussions with their employers, but that's probably a topic for a different day because we're probably seeing some of that in the marketplace as well. Mark Z, president of Mark Z Legal, always a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs, getting your insight. If people want to discuss these matters or others and in the employment realm, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, John, first of all, Google or go to our wonderful Radio Entrepreneurs website, radioentrepreneurs.com. Google Mark Z, Mark, and the letter Z, we come right up. Go to Mark Z Legal, MarkZLegal.com, and 617-338-1300.
Fabulous. Mark Z, President of Mark Z Legal Staffing and our ACE Report on Radio Entrepreneurs. It's been great having you on this segment.
Thank you, John.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.